Like what?
Yeah. I mean, it was. It's obviously frustrating, you know, to go down there four times or whatever and not come away with a touchdown. But I mean, on the bright side, I think we did a good job moving the ball. We got down there a bunch of times. So I think, you know, continuing to make plays, continuing to find ways to get in the end zone, do different things, get different guys involved. So I mean, really just a lack of execution. You know, I think we still, you know, talk about it every week, situational football. I think we got to continue to improve on that, you know, specifically in the red zone for sure.
Did they show you different looks out there?
Yeah, I mean, they did some stuff early that they hadn't shown before, and then they continued to do it. So we realized it, got stuff figured out, you know. So they're dropping eight guys, you know, so it's tough to find holes there. But, you know, we got to be able to do things. I got to be sharper in reads and progressions and getting guys the ball. I mean, obviously the two dumb plays running past the line of scrimmage and throwing it. You know, that's kind of stupid, but yeah, I think we just got to make more plays.
Could you talk a little bit about those plays? Because it looked like you were intent on running, and then all of a sudden you suddenly had a change of mind, and you just
right.
maybe thinking you couldn't get there.
Yeah, I think both of them were third and goal, right? So, I mean, I was trying to extend it as long as possible. And both times, you know, trying to just press the line of scrimmage to get somebody to come up so I could dump it to somebody behind them. And then I guess just running a little too far.
Was anything said to you in between those two, like after the first one?
You know, I don't know from a coach's perspective what you tell a guy that does that. I mean, quit being an idiot. I don't know. I've never done that in my life. I did it twice today. So it's kind of hard. It's not really something you ever talk about a coach. It's kind of a given that from the time you start playing football, you can't throw the ball forward past the line of scrimmage. So. You know, bad plays, you know, tough ones to live with.
That's what we should ask you. Have you made a conscientious effort to run less in those situations? In other words, don't extend the play past the line of scrimmage.
Right. You know, I wouldn't say that. I think we've improved a lot in a lot of areas this year from last year, you know, up front for sure. So I think having more time, not having to get flushed out of the pocket and start taking off, I think, you know, and we got really good players and guys that do a really good job in the scramble drill. So I try and extend it as long as possible to give those guys a chance to get open because they usually do and they win. So, you know, I wouldn't say anytime, you know, I think I get a chance and situationally to run, you know, and there's not somebody that flashes in front of me open, I'll take off. But, you know, I wouldn't say that I've thought, you know, to run less.
Did you totally lose track of the line of scrimmage on those two plays? I mean, did you just not have any idea?
You know, you have a sense of it. You know, you never say when you go up to the line of scrimmage, okay, the ball's on the six. If I take off running, I got to throw it before I get to the six. You kind of just have a feeling for it. And, you know, obviously, ran past it twice, really, and lost the really where it was.
You went on the fourth and seventh play to got the touchdown. It just seemed like you guys had a lot of confidence going in, like you were going to get six out of that hole. But
yeah.
Tell me a little about the play.
Yeah, I think every time we step on the field, the guys kind of have that attitude that, you know, we're going to go 80 or we're going to go 50 or, you know, if we get a short field, we can go 30 and score. You know, they have that attitude and they expect that every time we play. You know, Julius did a really good job one-on-one with Weddle, widened him and beat him inside and made a good catch, and the protection was unbelievable. So it was a good play. You know, wish we had more of them.
You don't have any running plays. Is that the game plan or just the way it developed?
It's just kind of how it panned out. You know, you go in with a game plan and you kind of you stick with what's working and what's going on. So, I mean, we always, you know, we want to be a team that runs the ball and runs the ball successfully and well. And we don't want to ever necessarily abort the run. But you got to get the ball downfield and move the chain. So if the run's not working, sometimes you got to do other things.
Justin, you kind of checked away to some runs instead of giving the ball to TJ down there inside the red zone. Can you kind of go over what you saw there, maybe why you did that, or certainly you remember which one?
Yeah, well, I threw the little bubble to Brian Walters was one of them. Picked up a couple yards there. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you right now off the top of my head of any others, but that was one for sure. Yeah, I think definitely. I think that's something we got to work on is, you know, get him the ball. You know, when guys are dropping eight and rushing three, it's hard to find holes. So I think being able to give TJ the ball and, you know, let him take off is definitely something we're going to, I guess, maybe implement.
Is that pre-snap read for you, like when you come to the line of scrimmage?
Right. Yeah, I mean, anytime you're in, you know, 10 or 11 personnel and, you know, you got a run called, there's usually a quick game answer, you know, something where if you don't like the look or if, you know, something else looks really good, you can just catch it and get it out and pick up a couple yards and maybe break one. So it's all pre-snap.
All right. Thank you, Judge.
Thanks.